It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
Wrestling fans, are you ready?
You're listening to the DNA Wrestling Podcast with Adam Fornwalt and Denton Day.
What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to the DNA Wrestling Podcast, back after a rather lengthy break. Part of that is because we were on school break, and the other part is we were just really lazy last week, so we didn't have an episode. Denton Day, Adam Fornwalt with you here. We have the Royal Rumble coming up this weekend. I don't know about you, Adam, but the Royal Rumble is one of my favorite pay-per-views. I love the 30-man Rumble match. It's exciting, and it's one of my favorite things to watch.
I love the year that they did 40. I thought that was amazing.
I don't know why they're not doing that this year.
They have so many people. I believe they already have 23, 24 of the spots filled up.
Yeah.
And I was surprised they gave Mojo Rawley one. But
That made me so upset. Just give it to Fandango or Tyler Breeze. Oh, just give them a spot. I don't want to see Mojo Rawley. He's obnoxious.
He threw up the LI, so you know he's supporting Zack Ryder. But anyway, I wouldn't say we were necessarily lazy, Denton. We were a little bit busy last week. Why'd you tell him what happened last week?
We did get to speak with Shawn Michaels last week.
That's
so
right.
That was Shawn Michaels came to Liberty University, and we got to speak with him. So
we
that
did
was
put
cool.
out content last week.
That yeah, is... so
we,
that's true. All right, that's true. We talked about the Royal Rumble match and AJ Styles.
That's right. You and I were both very, very busy last week doing different odds and ends, but we are back. We are in the wrestling zone, and it is time for the DNA Wrestling Podcast.
All right, so before we get to the actual Royal Rumble itself, it's one of the big four pay-per-views, and you know what that means. We get an NXT event. So NXT TakeOver, I guess you're just calling it San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
no super cool name like NXT TakeOver the End.
Of the beginning.
So just NXT TakeOver San Antonio. We got 4 to 5 matches on here, so we'll go through them real quick. First one, Roderick Strong versus Andre Cien Almas. Roderick Strong obviously came over from ROH not too long ago. Who you got for this one, Adam?
Well, Roderick is there to put over talent, and Andrade has yet to have a big marquee win over anyone. And I think this is where you start his ball rolling. And if really you don't give him the win here, then when are you ever going to? I think Andrade knocks off Roderick Strong in this one.
I'm going to agree with you there. I'm going to take Andre Cien Almas for that one. Next one, Eric Young versus Ty Dillinger. Now, we have some theories about what Ty Dillinger might be doing this weekend, but who you got for this match itself?
Oh, I'm extremely biased. You know I got to go with my boy, the Perfect 10. Love Ty Dillinger. I think he's on the up and up, on the way up to the top of NXT, if not on the main event roster. WWE fans have been calling for it. He's ready. You know, he's been in NXT for so long, Denton. I think people forget how experienced Ty Dillinger is. He's been around for a long time, kind of like Tyler Breeze. And I think it's time for him to get moved up.
I'm going to echo everything you just said, except for the actual winner of the match. I'm going to say Eric Young goes over solely because Ty Dillinger is going to have a much better weekend than Eric Young, and we'll get to that a little bit later. All right, the women's match, Asuka versus like three other people who I don't really know for the women's championship. I'm going Asuka because I don't focus on NXT women's wrestling. Sorry, I pick Asuka.
Let me see if I can name them all. Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, and Nikki Cross.
I have no idea who any of them are.
Well, Nikki Cross is from Sanity, which is the group that Eric Young has started. Added a Big Damo from the overseas and some other random crazy guy. And then you have the twin Aussies, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. But nevertheless, doesn't matter where they're from, who they are, Asuka's going to knock them all down clean. And you will eventually see, towards WrestleMania season, Asuka versus Ember Moon. And that is the match that we're waiting for.
All right, tag team match. Authors of Pain versus Hashtag DIY. DIY had a great match against the Revival at NXT TakeOver Toronto. Do they repeat that effort and they come out on top here?
They repeat the effort, but they don't come out on top. The best thing you can do with guys like DIY is have them chased. Right now, they are the hunted. They need to be the hunters. Authors of Pain, you need to give them the belt. You have to justify the fact that you've been pushing them for this long. They have a great manager. You need to keep building them up. NXT is built for guys like Authors of Pain, and it's built for guys like Ciampa and Gargano to help the Authors of Pain, so I'll go with them.
I think I'm going to echo that as well, solely because I think this rivalry could be a great rivalry. I don't see any of these two teams going to the main roster anytime soon. I think a different tag team will be appearing up there soon.
One that you mentioned already.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll see. I'll go Oz the Pain as well. And then the final, the championship match, my guy Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the NXT championship. Who you got?
This is a tough one for me. I could really see it going either way. They've done a really nice job of not making it lean one particular way. Last time they pulled out the kind of the rug out from under us, we all thought Shinsuke was going to retain, and it ended up being Joe. So I'm going to go with the opposite logic. I think Shinsuke will retain here, but in my head, I think Shinsuke. In my heart, I think Bobby Roode. I'm going to go with Bobby Roode.
I'm going to go Shinsuke Nakamura here.
Did that make any sense at all? I kind of
a little bit. A little
bit. What I'm saying is I think Shinsuke is going to win, therefore I'm picking Bobby.
Okay. I think Shinsuke is going to win, and I'm going to stick with Shinsuke solely because these are the two top guys in NXT right now. You can't just keep cycling your top dudes to the main roster at this point. You got to have some sort of rivalry going towards WrestleMania.
Although, and it will be.
It would be nice to see Shinsuke at WrestleMania, and I think we will eventually, but so I'll go Shinsuke for this one. All right. Main card, WWE, something I know a little bit more about. We'll start with the pre-show. We have Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax in a match that I don't really care about a whole lot, but nonetheless, two great, great wrestlers. I'm going to go, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to go Nia Jax for that one.
I'm going to second that. You have to build this monster that you've been building up for the past, basically since you split the brands, and you have to go with Nia Jax at this point. Sasha Banks, you can play the injury card, you can do what you want, you can have her beat Nia later on the road to WrestleMania, hopefully, where you see that triple threat once again. Instead of Charlotte, or instead of Becky Lynch, you have Bayley in that match, I believe, which will again be a very, very good match for the championship. But I'll go with Nia Jax in this one.
And the other match on the pre-show, the Raw Tag Team titles, the Club, I keep wanting to call them the Bullet Club, but the Club taking on Cesaro and Sheamus for the Raw Tag Team titles. I am going to go very bold on this one. Very, very bold. I say it ends in a disqualification because I think the Revival gets involved.
Well, there's two referees in this match.
Why is there two referees?
Because if you've been watching Raw for the past couple of weeks, the referees have been either knocked out or disqualified the Club in the last match. The Club actually had Cesaro and Sheamus beat, but I believe Sheamus bro kicked the referee by mistake and the ref disqualified him.
Huh.
So
okay. I must have missed that one.
Yeah, it was, they kind of snuck it in there. I missed it myself until last week. I'm gonna go with the Club. I think Cesaro and Sheamus don't really make a whole lot of sense here. I could see some kind of disqualification going on. I just think you have to do something. You have to justify bringing Gallows and Anderson over, because as of this point, they've done nothing. They're basically the Wyatt family of Raw. You've done nothing with them. There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of hope for them, but you just haven't done anything with them yet, and I think you have to at this point. I'll go with the Club.
I'm sticking to the DQ. You got to go bold for these predictions. You got to go bold sometimes. Maybe that's a little too bold. We'll see. All right, now to the main card. We'll start with a 6-woman tag team match on SmackDown.
Why this is on the main card just confuses me. I guess they
got to have Alexa Bliss and Becky Lynch on the main card. That makes sense to an extent.
Yeah, and Mickie James and Natalya. You have more. You certainly have a little bit more prestige, I guess you could say. More, they've been around a little bit longer than a Nia Jax and a Sasha Banks have.
Exactly. So the heel team is Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, and Natalya. And I still don't see Natalya as a legit heel yet. And then the face team will be Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, and Naomi. Naomi, I don't know what she's been doing for the past 4 months. I haven't barely seen her.
Twerking and glowing.
Twerking and glowing. All right. Good for her. I know she filmed like a movie or something, but I think that was like last summer.
She is very underrated. Out of the six, you would probably say she's the least competent wrestler, but I think she's underrated in what she can do in the ring.
Yeah, it just so happens that of the other five, they're all very good wrestlers. Yes. So,
which is weird saying that about Nikki Bella, but it's become kind of true.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Now, of course, Cena being her man love is, it helps to where she's at. It helps, but yeah, she has gotten significantly better. In terms of picks. I guess I'm going to go with the face team.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you as well. The heels have gotten over the past number of weeks leading up to this blow-off match, and I think you have to have Becky Lynch regain some momentum. Nikki Bella's kind of been tossed to the wayside. Naomi's kind of irrelevant. That being said, I look at Becky Lynch as someone that has to pick back up momentum if you want her to be a relevant contender for the championship.
All right, Cruiserweight Championship, Rich Swann versus the heel Neville.
I love this feud.
This is going to be a great feud, and that's why I'm going very bold. I'm picking Rich Swann to retain this one and have him just get destroyed after the match. He gets a quick pin on Neville, and by quick, I mean some out of nowhere, and then Neville just annihilates him after the end of the match, and then they have a Neville win, obviously, down the line. So I'm picking Rich Swann at the Rumble, though.
I like your pick. I like your idea. That being said, I'm going opposite. I'm going with Neville. I just think he's been too hot. He's the best thing you have going in that Cruiserweight division right now. He looks motivated. This is the best Neville that we've seen
in
NXT,
yeah,
in WWE, even on the independents. This is the Neville that we all wanted, that we all thought could be possible. He is rejuvenated, and I'm going to go with him to win the belt.
All right. Women's Championship match for Monday Night Raw, Bayley versus Charlotte. This is where Charlotte's pay-per-view streak comes to an end. Bayley is going to defeat her. I am pretty confident in that one. I'm picking Bayley.
This is tough for me. A lot of these matches are really, really big toss-ups, which is, I think, a really kudos to WWE for giving us so many matches that could go either way. I'm gonna go with Charlotte Flair. I'm gonna go with Charlotte Flair. I don't think they're quite ready to go with Bayley as far as her having the belt. The kind of heel presence of Stephanie McMahon not liking Bayley, I think that's real. I think that's a real thing. I think
she's the new Daniel Bryan.
Yes. I feel like the fans love her. She's over. She's a good thing for the product, but it's easy to squash her down and not appreciate what you have in Bayley. Charlotte Flair's too dominant. She's got the name. She's got the pay-per-view streak. Bayley does not end Charlotte's pay-per-view streak.
This time, at least.
This
time. It'll end eventually. All right. Now we're talking to the big boy matches. And this one I am really not excited about. The big dog, Roman Reigns, taking on Kevin Owens in a no disqualification shark cage match that Chris Jericho will be inside of.
Like a sexy pinata. A very sexy pinata.
Oh, I am really not looking forward to this match at all. I know Roman Reigns is going to win, and I'm going to mildly die inside when he does.
I'll tell you exactly how it's going to happen, too. Jericho's going to have something with him when he gets hung up above the cage. He's going to drop it down. Owens is going to pick up the weapon, and then Reigns is going to steal it from him, hit him with it, pin him, new champion Roman Reigns. No doubt about it.
Oh, that kills me on the inside. I can't stand that. Roman Reigns would be so good if they just stopped shoving him down our throats, because he really is a good wrestler.
My biggest question with this is, what do you do with these two after this match? Because you know they're going to have their blow-off match probably on Raw.
At WrestleMania.
Really? You think WrestleMania? I don't think so.
Owens and Jericho is signed. Are you talking Owens and Jericho or Owens and Reigns?
Owens and Jericho, I think, fight each other. My question is, what do you do with the belt? What do you do with Reigns? I guess you would have to say the winner of the Rumble, right? Would have to go after Reigns? Because to me, KO and Jericho are going to fight at Mania.
Yeah.
So you have Owens have his blow-off match for the championship on Raw the next couple of weeks. He loses, so then you have to find a number one contender somewhere for the belt. To me, you have to have the Royal Rumble winner be from Raw or challenge for the Raw title.
Yeah, I've heard that is the plan. The question is, I just don't know who's going to win the Royal Rumble yet. This is one of the few years where we literally have no idea, which is great. I get you would think if it's against Roman Reigns, you would think it would have to be a heel, because Roman is obviously a face, and they're not going to turn him heel anytime soon. Maybe Braun Strowman, maybe.
Braun's an interesting one.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a little bit. We're jumping ahead of ourselves. All right.
So I just got a little excited there. Sorry.
Because I know. Trust me, I'm really excited to talk about this 30-man Royal Rumble match too. All right. Final match here. Final singles match. AJ Styles versus John Cena for the WWE Championship. These two are fantastic together. You realize that why they are two of the best in the business when you see them in the same ring together on the mic and in terms of an actual wrestling match. They are absolutely sensational. This is my pick for the best match of the night. I don't think Cena gets enough credit for being as good of an in-ring worker as he is, and we know Styles is the best wrestler in the world. With that being said, I'm going to take AJ Styles in this one, and I think Cena wins at the Elimination Chamber. I've heard rumors that they're going to have AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon at WrestleMania, and those rumors make me want to shoot myself in the face. I don't understand how they're going to not have, if they're not doing Cena and Undertaker, how would you not have Cena and Styles at WrestleMania? That does not make sense to me.
This is, if they hadn't have told me that Elimination Chamber was coming in 3 weeks, I would have said Cena wins this going away.
Yeah.
The fact that they threw that in there makes me feel like that this feud isn't over.
Which is good.
Which is good. But at the same time, I'm very, very confused as to what they're going to do. I honestly don't know. I thought Cena, the rule is when in doubt, pick Cena. Yeah. And I'm in doubt, and I'm picking John Cena to win this match. AJ Styles, I would love to see him win this match. There's a big chance that he does win this match. But when you are in doubt, when it's a toss-up, you have to go with Cena.
Unfortunately. That's getting old real quick, but that is the case. All right, so we'll review our actual singles match picks before we get on to the 30-man Royal Rumble match. We both picked Nia Jax. I went super bold in the Tag Team Championship match for Raw with a DQ and the Revival appears. Adam picks the club. We go with the face women's team in the six-woman tag match. I picked Rich Swann. Adam picked Neville. I went Bayley. Adam went Charlotte. We both picked the big dog Roman Reigns. Ugh. And then I picked AJ and Adam picked Cena.
Now it is time.
All right, let's get down to the meat of this conversation, the 30-man Royal Rumble match. And like we said, this is the most out-of-nowhere, word to Randy Orton, Royal Rumble match that we have seen in a very long time because we actually do not know who is going to win.
Well, speaking of that, Denton, let me give you the odds currently right now. This is an article from Forbes magazine. The odds on favorites to win right now. First off is Goldberg.
I would shoot myself.
Plus 250 right now, Goldberg.
Yeah, I think he's 5-2 on Odd Shark.
Randy Orton is the next one.
I think he is 7-2 on Odd Shark.
Braun Strowman is number 3.
I think he's 11-1 or something. Okay. I was looking at these earlier today.
Yep. Undertaker number 4. You ready for number 5?
My guy.
Nope.
Who?
My pick. Finn Balor.
Finn Balor. Oh, see, I saw something today on Odd Shark that him and Samoa Joe, who's my pick to win, have the same odds.
Samoa Joe also with the same odds at number 6. 7 is Jericho. 8 is Lesnar. 9 is The Miz. And number 10, I think I'm a little bit surprised by this. Number 10 is Baron Corbin.
I was walking over here and I was thinking about that.
Because if you have him win, then your whole title picture is set up.
Yeah. I just don't know if he's ready yet.
I don't think so either.
He's good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's ready yet. Because, I mean, you have to remember, he debuted at WrestleMania last year. So he's only been here for a year. And his first feud was pretty terrible.
After that, it's kind of take your pick. I mean, you've got everyone from Batista to...
I can't believe Batista actually has odds. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, to Jeff Hardy. I mean, you've got everyone in here.
What is Kenny Omega's odds? Please tell me they're better than Batista's.
As of right now, Kenny Omega has no odds from Forbes.
But Batista has odds? Yes. At least Kenny Omega has some sort of legitimate shot to be in the Royal Rumble. Batista isn't coming back. Did Forbes not read his interview that he did?
Kenny Omega is right behind Triple H. Triple H has plus 4,000 odds, and Omega has plus 5,000.
I think I would definitely take
if you
I was
can't
a
tell, I am
man.
Not a better, and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
That means
I'm
if you bet $100 on Omega, you get 5,000.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you're a betting man, Kenny Omega might have some nice odds, but I don't think he's going to show up.
But I don't think he's going to win either. This is for the favorite to win the match. This is not who's going to show up, just to be clear about that. Very, very interesting odds. Very interesting.
I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do with Seth Rollins in this match.
I mean, he has to get eliminated by Triple H, doesn't he?
Well, I thought he lost his right to be in the match.
He's out.
Yeah, so what is he going to do?
I think you have...
Does Hunter show up and Seth Rollins eliminates him? Or it has to be something like that.
Something like that. Or you have Rollins take out somebody to get into the match. Kind of like the Elimination Chamber a couple years ago.
Like Edge did with Kofi Kingston.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of Kofi Kingston, what else are they going to do with him this year?
I was going to bring that up to a different angle. The New Day has to break up in the Royal Rumble. Big E has to eliminate one of them.
The start of, yes.
Because this Raw main event has been outlandishly stale. And Big E is really good.
Yes, he
is. I love Big E Langston. They need to use him better.
I want
to
see the three-way between the New Day at WrestleMania. That would be an excellent match. You've got the...
And then move them on from there.
You've got the everything in Kofi Kingston. You've got Xavier Woods with his brains. And you've got the brawn of Big E.
Who's just a monster.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
Big E is literally so phenomenal. Yes. And they just... They had him stuck because they wanted to break that record. Oh, he's so good. I could rave about Big E forever, but I'm not going to because it's kind of weird. All right, so we'll go some bold predictions here. Obviously, we talked about it with the NXT. I think Ty Dillinger is going to appear in the Royal Rumble. But I feel like it makes way too much sense for him to come at 10.
So they have him like 11?
Yeah, WWE's going to do something stupid. They'll put him at like 11.
Yeah.
Like, we got you.
Yeah.
And that's definitely some petty thing that Vince McMahon would do.
Can you imagine the cheers, though? Everyone's going 10, 10, 10. And then all of a sudden you hear 10. Dun, 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 dun. Oh,
like,
man, I'm getting chills, Dan.
Oh, it would literally blow the roof off the place.
Oh, I'm getting chills.
So there's 6 spots open right now. We're gonna fantasy book it here.
Yeah.
Who fills them? So first, Ty Dillinger. Second, Samoa Joe.
Yep.
Those two, I think you and I are in pretty same unison on.
You have to, for a nostalgia standpoint, you have to put in Ty. And from a make sense standpoint, Joe's ready. Joe's ready to go.
And like I said, I'm picking Samoa Joe to win the Rumble match. So obviously,
spoiler.
I think Samoa Joe. Yeah, spoiler alert, sorry. I think Samoa Joe is going to be in it. He has to be in it to win. The other 4 are a little different. My bold prediction, and this is really, really bold, Shaq makes an appearance and eliminates the Big Show.
Denton, he wasn't even on my mind till you brought it up, and it makes perfect sense because he's a guy you can throw in, he does the job, and then he can just leave.
Yeah, and just have Big Show drag him out.
Or you have Shaq eliminates Big Show, and then you have Baron Corbin eliminates Shaq.
Because we know that they're going to fight at WrestleMania.
Yes.
But you have to have it on TV somehow to correlate why does Shaq dislike Big Show or vice versa. You can't just have what they had last year at that WrestleMania Andre the Giant Battle Memorial for a reason why they're fighting. They're not Cena and The Rock. You can't book it like that.
Someone said Floyd Mayweather was going to come in. I've seen Floyd Mayweather's name pop up a couple times.
Oh, gosh. WWE had to pay him $100 million like he wants from Dana White. All right, so we'll go for my... I'm picking Shaq to be in there. I want to pick Kurt Angle, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible. I think there's 2 names that are popping up for me. Kenny Omega would be one of them, and then Jeff Hardy would be the other one. But I don't think either... From a contractual standpoint, I don't think either of those could possibly get in.
Kenny Omega could.
Okay, Omega, but not Hardy. I think Hardy's contract is up at the end of this month.
Yeah,
so
I think Hardy's ends like February 2nd. Originally, we thought that Kenny Omega's ended January 31st.
That's not the case. Apparently.
And then he said in an interview that after last year's New Japan talent raid that WWE did, the contracts were set up differently, and they ended earlier for some reason, and he said he was one of the ones that had a different contract. He didn't say when it ends. He just said he had a unique contract, which means right now he's a free agent.
And he is hot. He is a hot free agent right now.
He is just about as hot as AJ Styles was last year.
Yeah, if you're the leader of the Bullet Club, you can pretty much guarantee that within a year's time, if you're not in WWE or haven't been in WWE,
you're getting offers.
You're going to be in WWE.
And it certainly helps when you have a 6-star match at Wrestle Kingdom 11, like a month before the Royal Rumble. That certainly helps.
Which is honestly something, I mean, AJ had a very good match. I believe it was Shinsuke. He fought Shinsuke. Very good match. Not the match that Okada Omega had.
It wasn't a 6-star match.
Have you watched that, by the way?
Yeah, it was on TV before I came back to school.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, so I just sat there and watched it, and I was like,
I watched Cody Rhodes' match. Very good. With Juice Robinson, formerly the kid from NXT. I forget his name.
I miss Cody Rhodes so much.
Yes, me too. Anyway, back to the Raw or to the Royal Rumble. Trying to come up with names. DDP seems like he's in it every year.
But it makes sense this year because the Hall of Fame.
So I think DDP has to be in this one.
So that's four. So there's two more spots.
We're giving one to Omega?
We'll give Omega / Shaq. One of those guys will be in it.
Okay, so that's four.
As I really, really, really want your pick to win. Spoiler alert. Finn Balor to be in it. I don't know if he's healthy, but oh, I love Finn Balor.
He comes back. He fights Reigns or somebody for that belt that's rightfully his.
That is rightfully his. The only issue is will they turn him heel for that because they want to shove Roman Reigns down everybody's throat. Despite the fact that Finn Balor's first singles match on the main event was going over Roman Reigns clean as a whistle.
Yeah.
Which was
amazing.
Sensational. That's amazing. How we knew this new era of Raw was going to be good, and then they have kind of squandered it since then.
By the way, let me just say this. John Cena and Randy Orton have kind of been on this beat up the new era guys, because technically you consider Luke Harper a new era guy.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that they waited so long for Cena to kind of go old school Cena. If you watch SmackDown this week, he was like Thuganomic Cena.
Yeah, he started to do that. He did that when they had the triple threat thing with Dean Ambrose too.
All I can say is thank goodness that he's coming back to that. I love that. Have him the Thuganomic Cena. You don't have to have the music, you know? Just let him be.
I do have that music on my phone. Fun fact.
I used to have the Randy Orton song, the one that they're using now for him.
They need to make... It would be very, very nice if they turn Cena, make him a tweener, like a legitimate tweener, with this Thuganomics gimmick, make AJ a face, because everybody loves AJ Styles.
Yep. So we've got five spots filled. We need one more.
I have somebody in mind. I don't know if they're healthy. They were supposed to be on SmackDown. And that's Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ready, though.
Yeah, I don't know if he's healthy.
I'm not sure. Because
he was supposed to be out from like 6 to 8 months in July.
How banged up was Rowan, Eric Rowan?
Rowan's healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, so
maybe
he could be back.
That guy be that six Wyatt family wrinkle. And if you don't want Strowman to win, maybe you have Rowan...
I thought Rowan was going to make an appearance this past week on SmackDown when Orton and Harper had that match.
That would be very... If you have... I would love to see Wyatt and Orton versus Harper and Rowan and have Harper and Rowan go over.
It would be very, very interesting. Yeah. It would build those two up because Luke Harper is really good.
So Denton has...
Samoa Joe.
I have Finn Balor. The fans in our poll this week, which thank you very much for voting, by the way, our biggest poll ever, almost 120 votes. So appreciate that. Undertaker, 45% after that epic return to Raw this past week. Did you like that? I loved it.
I like the return. I don't think somebody over the age of 50 should win the Royal Rumble.
No, and I agree with you. I think people just got a little excited when he came out.
Yeah,
the
return
end.
Was great.
Yeah. Goldberg comes in with 19%, Brock Lesnar 3%, but most people after The Undertaker, 32%, someone not in that ring after Raw.
Which is who I voted for.
Yeah, me as well. Me as well. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens on this Royal Rumble, one that we really can't predict, can't really put a finger on, Denton.
I was looking this morning, the rumored match of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, they had Randy Orton winning, and then him and Wyatt facing at WrestleMania for the WWE title.
So you have Wyatt win the belt then.
Wyatt win the belt at
Elimination Chamber. That would be
It would be interesting. Excellent. And then they had Cena and Joe at WrestleMania with Styles and Shane McMahon.
Ooh.
I would...
The possibilities.
I would so love a triple threat with Joe, Styles, and Cena.
In the end, we all know it's going to be like Randy Orton versus John Cena. Yeah. In the end, we all know it's true.
That's what happened like last year, 2 years ago. All right, so that'll be it. We'll be back next week with the results of our Royal Rumble show.
The Rumble.
I took 2016, so we're starting clean this year.
That's right.
So Adam has his opportunity to get back at the champ. The champ is here. All right, we'll be back next week on the DNA Wrestling Podcast on the Average Joe Sports Show.